Originally, our food bank operated out of a very small closet. And, you know, there was unhealthy items such as hot dogs, Mr. Noodles, Alfaghetti, you know, those sorts of things. And, you know, food is food. So, we're gonna, you know, people are eating.
Yeah.
However, when you lift that standard and say, hey, you deserve healthy food. You deserve to eat nutritious food.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side of that, also, you deserve to know your traditional food. And you deserve to eat that and learn to cook with it. So originally, like I said, we moved our food bank. It was at the band office, and then having an open area and windows, and you know, we brought in fruits and vegetables as much as we could, and a lot of those things went bad in our first year. Like, we had so much waste. We really did, and it was discouraging, and I just, you know, I was struggling with it as a new employee, and you know, somebody not having anything to do with food security or wellness for that matter, right? It was a learning process for myself as well. But, you know, I came to a point where I said, okay, I'm trying to understand this concept of you deserve good food and good food is empowering. And I guess it was, you know, a small process to get there, but for myself, and I was learning along with the community. But then when you see these beautiful dishes being put out for all community members in this gorgeous plate of healthy food, and it's delicious, and it's, you know, it comes from the garden, and it's not coming from the grocery store, and like, so we transitioned together, and within that, it really had an impact on the entire community. I think it wasn't just the fruits and vegetables that we were being left; it was a traditional protein as well. Storage is something we're struggling with. We're outgrowing our space ultimately. Originally, when we first started here, it was like, this was a perfect size. We thought if we got 10 people in the door for a drop-in meal, that was a success.
Right.
Right now, we're serving 45, 50 people per meal.
Oh.
So that's twice a week. Oh. But originally, we're like, oh my God, we got 12 people. Like, we're so excited. So we are outgrowing our space. So there's no storage. We do have a walk-in freezer now. Okay, so in the summertime, we have three community gardens. So there's one here. There's one down the road. An elder actually gave up his property. So he gave us the opportunity to utilize that and grow food. So, you know, and he kind of took a little bit of ownership in that as well. So that was, you know, it was really cool to see that partnership grow and flourish. And now he's a huge staple here at the food center. So, you know, partnerships like that happen. So that's one community garden. Then we have our other community garden at the school. And then the kids and the teachers monitor that. And then we have one here. At the school, obviously, they'll probably take that into the cafeteria and, like, cook and whatnot. And there's education and curriculum built around that as well.
Yeah.
And then down at, we call it our potato garden because it is kind of, I don't know, the soil isn't, you know, and I apparently can grow potatoes anywhere. That is something that I've been dreaming of, is building a root cellar. And, like, it's a contemporary one where, you know, maybe where we can have produce on hand.
Right.
And now, Baba, you just met him, he has his own farm at his home. So he has, like, a llama, he has chickens,
yeah.
He has all these
alpaca,
things.
Alpaca. Pigs.
Yeah, so he's a huge asset in, you know, the sense of, like, agriculture and gardening and all those things. You may get chickens this spring. I don't know. I'm not sold on it yet. I just don't know. Like, you know, we're on the highway and, like, why'd the chicken cross the road? It's going to get hit, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're right there. So I think, yeah, we've made those trips before. Like, we want our whole front yard to be a garden.
Yes.
Like, I think it's manageable.
Yeah.
And I think there's enough community support for people to, we'll all be a part of it. We'll all have little spots and whatever, right?
Right. So community garden.
Right now, we don't have opportunity to store or mass produce those things. So when we harvest our garden, that all goes out the door in the food bank. Or community members are also welcome to come. And if they want to weed the garden, take what you need from the garden and then continue on. So new with Baba on right now, and then we get more staff in the summer, and I'm hoping with that we can grow more food, and then eventually, you know, maybe have a root cellar, and we do a lot of canning and preserving.
We
can moose and make, like, moose stew.
Yep.
Last fall, we made enough moose stew to give out in the food bank, and people were, like, coming back, and we have to do that again,
because
it was so incredible.